Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Ragdoll Drug. This file is kind of dangerous and interesting in a way, because it'll leave you completely limp and helpless, yet still able to feel. Any sensations afterwards might even be amplified because you can't move. As such, I hope you're in a position where you can safely go limp. And know that as soon as the drug is administered, there is no way out anymore. Once it enters your system, you'll just have to wait until all the effects wear off. How long it lasts varies a little bit, person by person. Generally, I'd say, it takes about an hour to completely wear off. And during that time, you'll just be a waking, feeling ragdoll. You will feel everything that happens to your body, yet be unable to do anything. All automatic processes like breathing and your stomach will all work like normal. It's only your main muscles that are becoming so relaxed, almost as if they're asleep. Do you think you're ready? Now there's this thing where some people wonder how it feels. Soon you will find out. I'd like you to focus on your right arm, especially the area near your shoulder. A lot of injections are done into the muscles or close to the bloodstream. Now, while you focus there, I'm sure that you can feel each and every part of the skin of your upper arm. Completely focused on your right. Very good. And the more focused you are on it, the easier it is to imagine something simply being injected into you. And while you are focused so much on your right arm, a small sensation on your left arm may have you look around just too late to miss the moment of injection. That was it. Barely any sensation. Less than a tiny sting. And it takes a few moments before the drug really begins to work. Most people aren't aware of the first phase because the change is so subtle. It's like the area around where the drug is injected becomes numb, like falling asleep or pins and needles. However, it's difficult to know that you're not feeling something. That numbness takes a while to dissipate and spread. In fact, by the time you might become aware of it working is when almost your whole upper arm is beginning to feel kind of tingly and numb. Now you can still move your right arm. It's only your left arm that is having some difficulty controlling any muscles. Your fingers are still mostly okay, yet you can already feel how there's a difference between your right and your left hand. The strange sensation of the drug seems to slowly go down your arm as well as up into your shoulder. It very slowly spreads through your body as every heartbeat carries it further, every breath helping it move. And it's very strange because as you slowly settle more and more, you notice that even your left hand has this strange numbness where you're not really sure if you could move it again, and any attempt just feels so difficult. The same sensation slowly spreads over your chest and back, a comforting numbness that turns your otherwise active body into that of a ragdoll. The strange tingly numbness, almost imperceptible if you're not paying attention to it, is spreading more and more over your chest. There's a pleasant warmth attached to it. Since everywhere it happens, it doesn't really feel warm or cold. It just feels nice. As the drug is being transported through your body, helped by every heartbeat, flowing from place to place, it affects you more and more. Your other shoulder and your stomach, slowly down to your hips, is feeling that strange sensation. And while you do your best to track everywhere it's happening, almost like a drop of ink in water spreading out, you can feel it covering, coating the inside of your body with a wonderful numbness. That tingly sensation slowly spreading more, leaking down over your head. Your right arm joining your left. And while you feel it slowly going down your arm and your elbow, your hips and legs are beginning to settle into that same blissful blankness. I wonder if you're aware that your heart is also slowing down into a wonderful rest state. Every heartbeat helping the effect move along deep inside your veins. And as your legs are becoming more and more numb, that same sensation going all the way down your spine, your legs, your knees, shins and calves, all beginning to feel that same numbness. You can even already, maybe, feel it happen deep inside your feet. However, your neck is receiving the same sensations while it's also traveling down. Gently traveling up through the back of your neck, that same numbness filling your head, your cheeks, your lips, the tingling nothingness traveling through your nose, your eyelids, your forehead. And once it settles all over your mind, a blanket falls across your thoughts. What's very strange is that as you're drifting deeper, your body is slowly feeling again, starting in your left arm. It becomes aware of the sensations, temperature, texture. The only way your body is moving is with your breath. And you can feel it. Feel how your chest can feel the sensation of breathing. And yet there's nothing you can do about it. You are becoming more and more aware that everywhere is still unable to move, yet very much able to feel now. Still a soft tingling all over, almost helping you to feel more sensitive than before. Each sensation will allow you to be so aware of it. What happens to you next will be strongly changed by this state, as you lay there, a ragdoll, powerless, yet able to feel, completely limp and relaxed, yet your body still reacting to sensations, completely naturally. And I wonder what sensations will follow. I wonder what your body will be put through. Your mind is there along for the ride. Aware, while the body is limp. And in a moment this file will end. You already know what's happening. You already know what state you're in, and how it will last for a while. I wonder what you'll go through. Enjoy.